Blog Talk Radio.
Forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship.
Welcome to Friday Night Linning Specials with Diane Linning. This is your host, Diane Linning, broadcasting to you live from the United States of America. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at diane@linning.com. That's D-I-A-N-E at L-E-N-N-I-N-G.com. Our toll-free call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. I'm so glad you're with us tonight. Isn't it great that we can connect with our Christian friends and family around the world and with those who aren't Christians in order to let them know the good news and what's happening in other places around the world? Let's bow our heads together tonight as I say the Lord's Prayer, which I'm hoping by now you have it memorized. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Also, Lord, tonight we ask for the continued protection of the people around the world who live in areas of violence by those who are perpetuating the works and bad deeds of the evil one. From those who are blinded by the evil one and don't understand that what they do is evil. Lord, we pray that you would lift their blinders from their eyes and uncover the mask and the screen over their spirit, over their inner spirits, that the Holy Spirit would reveal to them the truth, the way, and the life that is only the real truth through Jesus, the Son of God, and that the only entrance into heaven is when we know Jesus as our Savior, and that Jesus is our advocate as we speak to our Heavenly Father on a one-to-one basis that you've given us provision for according to your Holy Scriptures in the New Testament. We pray for John. We know he's been having some difficulty in Africa in calling in. We pray that you would work that out and so that he can call in, or perhaps someone else he knows can call in to interpret the word in Swahili. We know, Lord, that your hands are upon them and that your hands cover and bless them and that they give protection. And we pray for anointing on them and deeper understanding of the Scripture in order to share the good news of the Holy Scriptures with others in Africa. We pray for all of Africa. Lord, we know that there has been some violence there recently, again in Sudan. We pray for the people of Sudan, Lord, that you would draw them unto you by your Spirit and help them to see the love of God. Hopefully, through mediums like this radio show and other people who show them the love of God. Lord, help their blinded eyes to be opened to see the truth and reality of the living God. We pray for Asia, Lord, and for my friend Maria, who's in Thailand right now, that you would bless the works that she's doing for you and anoint her and help those that she's passing the mantle to there to go forward with the plan of God in Thailand. We pray for all of the souls there whose eyes are blinded by untruth, that the truth will be revealed to them, that the true knowledge of God will be brought to them as quickened to them by the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit would anoint Maria and all her other Christian friends there in carrying forward the gospel in Thailand and throughout Asia and China, Japan, Malaysia, Indonesia, India, Japan, I said, Korea, New Zealand, also down in the southern portion, and Australia. Lord, we just pray that the word of God would spread around the world like wildfire, and that people everywhere will come to know God and Jesus as their personal Savior. And we thank you for it, and we believe it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with us here tonight. Perhaps it's morning for you there. I'm broadcasting to you live from California in the United States of America. Why do I do this? Because of God's love that He has given me for the people of the world. Many of you I've never met, but God knows who you are, and God loves you. And I love you because of the love God has given me to share with you. God wants each one of us and every one of us in the world, around the whole world, to be a part of His family and to be children of God. But He's a gentleman. He gives that choice to you. And I hope and pray as you hear one or more of my radio show broadcasts that you will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. We are reading the scriptures in English so that hopefully many of you can learn how to speak English and how to understand the word in English and your language as well. If you know someone in your native tongue who wants to call in and interpret the scripture or the book of John right now we're in, please do that. They can do that. And you can have them contact me via my email at diane@lenning.com. That's D-I-A-N-E at L-E-N-N-I-N-G.com. We are going to be starting a new co-host next month in November, I believe it'll be the third week, with someone who's going to speak Vietnamese, and then I think I will probably do on the fourth week English and Spanish. I can do the Spanish. And then, of course, on our second week, we still continue with Thai, with our co-host Nancy. And I'm going to try to get another friend of mine to do Chinese, because our Chinese pastor has had to bow out for a while due to obligations at his church. So we're just continuing to move forward in English, and as God allows and provides, we will add various languages as well as English to help those of you around the world to understand the book of John and other books that we'll go through throughout the year. We hope to do this as long as God allows. It's up to God. And as long as I'm alive and able and this mechanism is available, I will continue to read through the scriptures of the Bible. And even if we eventually get through the whole book, we'll start over again, perhaps in a different version, and perhaps with different languages that people have called in and wanted to add. We meet people who speak various different languages all the time, who speak Russian or Czechoslovakian or different languages. So we would enjoy that and just love it if we had it interpreted in every language. Tonight we're going to read in John chapter 16, and we're leading up to the event in the life of Jesus that this whole book has been leading up to, and you're soon going to find out what happens to Jesus. In chapter 16, we're following up on what we read last time, when Jesus said last time that, "But I will send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the source of all truth." Truth is very important to God and to us as a Christian, because truth brings life, and truth is what defines God, as opposed to lies that defines Satan, the evil one. So those who constantly lie, know they're lying and continue to lie, are most likely a follower of the evil one. And these are our works that show from us, whereby people can know whether we are from the Lord or not. So let's continue there in verse 1. I'm sorry, I just had to take an allergy pill so my voice will sound better. Okay, in verse 1, "I have told you these things so that you won't be staggered by all the lies ahead." Well, wow, isn't that relevant today? I cannot tell you how in America here we are inundated, just overwhelmed daily, every day, with all the lies that we're hearing coming out of the media and our White House and the administration. I cannot tell you how many, but yet we're not staggered by it. We're not bowled over by it, because we know that the Scripture has told us that these things are ahead. "For you will be excommunicated from the synagogues, and indeed the time is coming when those who kill you will think they are doing God a service." Well, hey, we've heard that, haven't we? Isn't it one of the religions that thinks that they're doing God's service or Allah's service by killing other Christians? Now, to me, it's just illogical to think that God would want you to kill others of his children. It's just totally illogical. That's because it's based upon a lie. Now, I say this with all kindness, because these people are blinded. As I prayed in the beginning of this session tonight, I prayed that the blinders would be taken away, and that those who have been blinded will be able to see the truth. And the Word of God is the truth. And the truth usually tends to serve in dividing those who believe the truth and those who don't. It's God's Word. You know, you either accept it or you don't, and that's up to you whether you accept God's truth or not. And we will each one be held responsible one day at the end of our life and the end of time at the white throne judgment, when we will say, "Did you honor and serve me?" God will say. Or God will say, "Did you accept Jesus, my son, as your Savior and Lord?" And we're going to have to answer truthfully. And each one of us will be required to answer, and no one else can answer for us. Well, they think they are doing God a service. This is because they have never known the Father or me. Yes, I'm telling you these things now so that when they happen, you will remember I warned you. I didn't tell you earlier because I was going to be with you for a while longer. but now I am going away to the one who sent me, and none of you seem interested in the purpose of my going." Well, isn't that interesting? Here these are his disciples, his loyal followers, and they seem disinterested in the things of the Lord. Don't we know people like that today who say they're disciples and followers of the Lord, but yet when you talk about the Lord, they seem disinterested and don't know what the purpose is? Well, the Bible tells the purpose of the Lord. If you don't know what that is, stay with us. We'll get to it. But the fact of the matter is that it is best for you, Jesus said, that I go away. For if I don't, the Comforter won't come. If I do, he will, for I will send him to you. So Jesus was saying, I will be going away, but I will send the Comforter in my place to be with you, to comfort you and guide you and be with you. Verse 8, and when he has come, he will convince the world of its sin and of the availability of God's goodness and deliverance from judgment. God is good, and he will deliver us from judgment. The world's sin is unbelief in me. There is righteousness available because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no more. There is deliverance from the judgment because the prince of this world has already been judged. The prince of the world is Satan. He has already been judged by God, but his judgment is yet to be fulfilled in the end time, and God will fulfill his judgment upon Satan. And that is why Satan is rearing his head so much now in the end time, going around roaring and seeking whom he may devour like a roaring lion, because he knows time is short and his judgment, Satan's judgment, is coming soon. Verse 12, oh, there is so much more I want to tell you, but you can't understand it now. When the Holy Spirit, who is truth, comes, remember I said how truth is God? The Holy Spirit is truth. The Holy Spirit shall guide you into all truth, for he will not be presenting his own ideas, but will be passing on to you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He shall praise me and bring me great honor by showing you my glory. All the Father's glory is mine. This is what I mean when I say that he will show you my glory. In just a little while, I will be gone, and you will see me no more. But just a little while after that, and you will see me again. What is he saying? Some of his disciples ask. What is this about going to the Father? We don't know what he means. Jesus realized they wanted to ask him, so he said, are you asking yourselves what I mean? The world will greatly rejoice over what is happening to me, and you will weep. But your weeping shall suddenly be turned to wonderful joy when you see me again. It will be the same joy as that of a woman in labor when her child is born. Her anguish gives place to rapturous joy, and the pain is forgotten. You have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and then you will rejoice, and no one can rob you of that joy. At that time, you won't need to ask me for anything, for you can go directly to the Father and ask him, and he will give you what you ask for because you use my name, Jesus. You haven't tried this before, but begin now. Ask using my name, and you will receive, and your cup of joy will overflow. That's a famous verse that's good to memorize. I'm going to say it again. Ask using the name of Jesus, and you will receive, and your cup of joy will overflow. flow. I have spoken of these matters very guardedly, but the time will come when this will not be necessary, and I will tell you plainly all about the Father. Then you will present your petitions over my signature, and I won't need to ask the Father to grant you these requests, for the Father himself loves you dearly because you love me, and I believe that I came from the Father. Yes, I came from the Father into the world and will leave the world and return to the Father. At last you are speaking plainly, his disciples said, and not in riddles. Now we understand that you know everything, and you don't need anyone to tell us or tell you anything. From this we believe that you came from God. Do you finally believe this? Jesus asked. But the time is coming, in fact, it is here, when you will be scattered, each one returning to his own home, leaving me alone. Yet I will not be alone, for the Father is with me. I have told you all this so that you will have peace of heart and mind. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but cheer up, for I, Jesus, have overcome the world. Glory to his name. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us all in earth. You know, we're going to give you opportunity in just a few minutes to receive the Lord Jesus Christ if you haven't done that already. And we're going to pray over our listeners and our Christian family around the world. But let's just listen here for a few minutes about how we can worship and glorify the name of Jesus. It's important that we learn to worship the Lord, and music can teach us how to do that. And once we know songs and music that we learn to worship by, we can worship the Lord without hearing it, because it's in our memory. It's in our mind. So let's listen to We Will Glorify. Diane Lenning coming to you live from the United States of America, sharing the good news and teaching others English in the book of John. And tonight we're going to give you opportunity, if you haven't done so already, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. I give this opportunity every time because I know it's a personal choice, and some people like to think about it. That's why I give you some scriptures to have reason and rationale as to why it's a good idea to receive Jesus as your Savior. In John 3:16, which we read a few months ago, since we're going through the book of John, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, it's really important that we receive God's best gift, his Son, because when we have Jesus as our Savior, it helps us to have a good life, our sins are forgiven, and we have an entrance into heaven. Jesus says he is the way to heaven, and we have an advocate for us to speak on our behalf to Father God, and we can speak directly to God through Jesus. In John 1:2 it says, "But as many as have received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." So when you receive Jesus, you have the right to be a part of God's family. In John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven." And Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." John 14:6, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth," which we talked about tonight, "and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." You can only know God by knowing Jesus. That's what it's saying here. John 10:10, "I am come that they might have life," meaning us, "and that we might have it more abundantly." God wants us to have an abundant, good life. But there are natural consequences to living that sometimes follow. We know from the scripture, though the rain falls on the just and the unjust, but when we live the principles of God and a godly life, more often and generally, the lives of Christians are better than those who are not Christians. It's just a fact of life. And in Isaiah 53:4-5, which we are getting close to this in our story in John here, he says in Isaiah 53:4-5, "Surely he hath borne our griefs," that's Jesus, "and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities." We're going to be reading about that. "The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed." If you'd like to receive the Lord Jesus, just bow your head and usually fold our hands, and let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to be a part of your family. Thank you that you sent your Son to die on the cross in order for us to have forgiveness of sins. That the cross represents life because it shows that Jesus rose again and that he served as the lamb blood sacrifice for hereafter or thereafter, so that all who want to become a part of the family need only ask, that we don't need blood sacrifices anymore like in the Old Testament. Lord, just say now to the Lord out of your heart, "I confess my sins. I know I have sinned. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I ask Jesus into my heart. I ask you, Jesus, into my heart as my Lord and personal Savior, friend, guide, help, and model for which to follow from the New Testament scriptures and by the Holy Spirit who you sent as our comforter. And Lord, I thank you for these people who have received you now into their heart. Lord, that you would protect them and keep them and help them in their daily walk, that they would seek to grow in the strength and stature of the Lord as Jesus gave us example in the New Testament. And that they would seek to do good deeds to others and to give up the old bad ways of living. And that they would learn what those are from the Scripture, and that you would provide for them, Lord, opportunity to know, and that the Holy Spirit would guide them in their mind to know which way is right and which way is wrong. We pray that you would protect them as they stand for Jesus in a part of the world for many where it is dangerous to be a Christian. Lord, we pray that you would give them peace, long-suffering and understanding, and the strength and wisdom to know how to live in such an environment. We know the Scripture says to be gentle as doves and wise as serpents. Lord, we pray you would teach them that ability for the furtherance of your kingdom. And we thank you, Lord, so much for these new Christians. And we pray and thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, another wonderful time together is coming to an end. Someday we will all meet each other in heaven. Although I'd love to meet you now in the flesh, somewhere in Africa or here in America or Indonesia or Thailand or Korea or Japan or China or Russia or Czechoslovakia or France, or England or Canada, wherever you live, Australia, New Zealand, wherever you live, India, Sudan, Kenya, South Africa, Ethiopia, Chad, Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, Spain, wherever you live, Greece, Italy, we would love to meet you all. Israel, I've met many of you around in Israel and other parts of the world, but I haven't been to all those countries. But one day, all of us who've received Jesus as our Savior will meet together in heaven. And I will be able to tell you, I'm that lady who shared with you the good news on the internet. And you can say, I'm one of those who received Jesus because of the word you sent us. Won't that be wonderful? Yes, it will. Praise the name of the Lord. That will be wonderful. Let's just worship together here in our last song for a few minutes, and then we'll pray as we go out tonight. Remember, Jesus said, I will be with you. I will guide you and comfort you. I will send a comforter in my place. Remember and hold on to His word. Good night all to my friends around the world. Good night, Maria. Good night, Desane. Good night, Paul. Good night, Charles. Good night, Young. Good night, Nancy. Good night, Elsie. Good night, Elaine. Good night, Tricia. Good night, Judy. Good night, Carol. Good night to all my friends and loved ones. Good night, Paul. Good night, John. Good night, Samuel. Good night, Aaron. Good night, Renee. Good night, Denise. Good night, Sarah. And all my friends and Christian family members, remember, God loves you, and I love you. Because of the love God has given for you. May the blessings of the Lord be with you. May He protect you and keep you. May He enrich you with His love and grace to go to others. May He make you healthy and strong, families full of love, and your harvest bountiful. And may God bring you peace, comfort, and safety, and the ability to share the good news with others. Good night. I love you. Take care. Until next time, this is Diane Linden, your host, broadcasting to you live in the United States of America. Until later, bye-bye. Bye-bye.